Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Mariah. How may I assist you on today?
Hi, Mariah. This is Sharon calling from the Reading Home Depot. You guys went out to a customer's house to do an install, and you couldn't do it because you said that he needed a shield on the wall. Well, he got a shield on the wall. So we'd like to have you go back, and do it. So do you want the PO number?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I already gave you a trip charge. PO number is 1447-2946.
Okay, and the store number?
2614.
Okay, may I have the PO number again? I may have entered it in wrong.
Sure. It's 1447-2946. So what kind of material is the shield? What kind of material is the shield made of?
Okay, and your store number?
2614.
Okay.
So it's a metal, sir?
Yeah, metal.
Okay, is it aluminum? What is it? Did they say it was a heat shield when you bought it?
No, but when I sent them, they told me.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. You got this in hardware, right? Okay. Oh, you got two pieces. All right, great.
Okay, that I'm not pulling up anything by the order number 1447-2946.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the store number 2614.
Right.
Wow. Okay. I'm searching again.
I'm going to make a suggestion.
Yes, ma'am.
Try the number 2614-472946.
Okay. 2614-447-29.
No, take one of the fours out.
Okay. 2614-4729.
2614-72946.
Okay.
And see if you can find it that way.
Okay. Nothing there. I'm gonna
2614-472946. Try that.
Okay.
Yep.
No, ma'am. Is there anything else we could maybe search by? Or is this the only thing?
I need to set up this install. That's it. I'll give you there's two POs that you've already gotten paid on. Do you want me to give you those?
Yes, ma'am. I could try that.
I never got paid on it. Okay. One is 1447-3129.
Okay.
That was the trip charge you got.
Yeah, I could pull up that one, Maude or Rico Henry.
Yep. So the one that I was just mentioning to you, the first one,
mm-hmm.
is also under that customer. Can you look up by telephone number?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see.
Try the number 781-475-4047.
No, I wasn't able to find it by the number. I'm going to reach out and see if maybe it's just me with whatever I'm doing here. One moment.
Hang in there, sir. Sorry it's taking so long. She can't find the PO that I've got in my system.
Yes, and I do apologize for that.
Not a problem. Do you want me to repeat that PO number again?
Yes, ma'am. And it doesn't hurt.
1447-2946.
Mm-hmm. And then the store number 2614.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No luck, huh?
No luck.
It's
like I'm out here, Mom.
It's a good PO because I've still got up my system. Because if I do another one right now, you're not going to see it.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you still need the new stove, the old stove picked up?
Yes.
So
okay.
I'm going to create a new one. Did you
find it? How long had it been before you submitted the first one you provided for me?
I have no idea. I didn't do the first order. I'm just the facilitator here. I can tell you when he paid for it.
No, ma'am. I'm talking about the PO number 1447946. So you didn't do that one?
Hold on. I had to go back. Nope. That was done initially by the person in the department. Let me create a new PO. I'll give you that PO. Can you check when you come in the morning so that we can get this set up?
Okay. So after creating a new one, it will take 24 to 48 hours to show up in our system?
It can't take 48 hours. Then I'm not going to create one. Then you need to find that one because that's a good PO. It's never been key-repped. It's never been canceled.
Okay, so I wasn't able to pull up the PO number, pull up anything with the PO number that you provided initially. It comes over in a text format, and people in the home office have to create a ticket, and then have it assigned.
It was created.
It's already been created.
I'm adding a new one. Yeah, because I called on it. That's why I put in the trip charge, because they told me they couldn't do this for him, so that they want a trip charge, because he needed some kind of metal piece on the wall to protect the wall from fire. So he bought some metal material, and he's going to put that in tonight so that he can get the stove installed. I've just created a new PO. If you can get this expedited, that would be great. Want me to give you the new PO number?
Yes.
It's 1447-3762.
And is this for a complex appliance installation?
It's for a gas stove installation and a haul away of the old one.
Okay, so we typically don't haul away anything with Home Depot. That would be like with the home delivery service.
No.
That delivers the appliances.
You guys, No, because it's gas. They don't hook up gas. It's against the law in the state of Massachusetts. You guys do all of our gas stove installs and our dishwasher installs. Do you want me to call a different number for XPO?
No, ma'am. I'm going to provide the Home Depot appliance number for you through XPO.
It's not the appliance order number. That would be incorrect. Hello?
Okay. Unfortunately, your order number is not pulling up in our system.
You know what? I'm going to call back. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you for speaking.